Hello and welcome back to the StudyClicks Explains King Lear series. In this episode, StudyClicks expert teacher Peter Tobin brings you through everything you need to know about the imagery and symbolism present throughout the play. Peter Tobin is an English teacher who has a YouTube channel called Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, where you can find loads of free videos covering different parts of the Leaving Cert English course. We have linked his channel in the description, and we can't recommend enough that you check it out and subscribe to get updates on the new content he's making. The next voice you're going to hear is Peter's, and we hope that you will enjoy this episode.
So the last thing that we're going to look at in this podcast is imagery and symbolism. King Lear is renowned not only for the complex characters, profound themes, but also for its vivid imagery and powerful symbolism. Shakespeare uses these literary devices to enhance the emotional impact of the play and to underscore its central themes. Let's explore some of the key images and symbols that Shakespeare weaves into the fabric of this tragedy. The first one we're going to look at is the idea of storm imagery. So one of the most striking images in King Lear is that storm on the heath. The storm is a powerful symbol of the chaos and turmoil that engulfs the characters, particularly Lear himself. It represents both the literal and metaphorical storms that rage throughout the play. When Lear ventures into the storm, it mirrors his inner turmoil and descent into madness. The storm's fury reflects Lear's anger and confusion as he grapples with his loss of power and betrayal by his daughters. This imagery of the storm also serves to strip Lear of his kingly pretensions, reducing him to a vulnerable old man exposed to the elements. It symbolizes the breakdown of social and natural order, highlighting the play's exploration of authority and chaos. Shakespeare frequently employs animal imagery in King Lear to convey the primal and savage nature of the character's action. This imagery underscores the theme of the degeneration of humanity and the brutality that can arise when social order collapses. Goneril and Regan are often associated with predatory, ruthless animals, emphasizing their ruthlessness and inhumanity. Albany says, "Tigers, not daughters, what have you performed?" Lear himself uses animal imagery to express his sense of betrayal and the unnatural behavior of his daughters. He says, "How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child." This animalistic imagery serves to dehumanize the characters, illustrating how their actions deviate from natural familial bonds and societal norms. Another image or symbol is that of clothing. Clothing and disguise play a significant symbolic role in King Lear. Characters often use clothing to conceal their true identities and their true intentions, reflecting the theme of appearance versus reality. The most notable example is Edgar, who disguises himself as poor Tom to evade capture and to help his father Gloucester. His change in appearance symbolizes his loss of status and the stripping away of his former identity. Similarly, Lear's descent into madness is accompanied by a change in his attire. As he loses his authority and sanity, he sheds his royal garments, symbolizing his fall from power and his vulnerability. This stripping away of clothing parallels Lear's stripping away of pretensions and his journey towards self-awareness. Yet another image is that of vision or blindness. So this motif underscores the theme of insight and the character's ability, or in many cases, inability, to see the truth. Gloucester's physical blindness is a powerful symbol of his earlier metaphorical blindness to the true nature of his sons. His literal blinding is a turning point that leads to his eventual insight. Similarly, Lear's madness and suffering lead to moments of profound insight. His journey through madness allows him to see more clearly the nature of his daughters and the human condition. He says, "A man may see how this world goes with no eyes. Look with thine ears." This imagery reinforces the idea that true vision and understanding often come through suffering and self-reflection, not through what you see in front of you. The last image or symbol that we're going to look at is that of nature and the natural order. So these are motifs in King Lear. Shakespeare uses the imagery of the natural world to explore the disruption of social and familial order. Lear frequently invokes nature as he curses his daughters and rages against the injustices he faces. The natural imagery underscores the idea that the betrayal and cruelty he experiences are violations of the natural order. He says in Act 1, Scene 4, "Hear, nature, hear, dear goddess, hear, suspend thy purpose, if thou didst intend to make this creature fruitful." Additionally, the storm on the heath, as discussed earlier, symbolizes the natural world's response to the breakdown of human order. It reflects the chaos and disorder that result from Lear's abdication of power and the treachery of his daughters. So, in King Lear, Shakespeare employs imagery and symbolism to deepen the emotional impact of the play and to underscore or highlight the central themes. From the Storm on the Heath to the animalistic depictions of characters, these literary devices enhance our understanding of the tragedy and the complex human experiences it portrays.
That concludes our 10th episode, and we hope that this analysis of symbolism and imagery used by Shakespeare has given you a deeper understanding of their purpose and also equipped you with lots of great ideas and phrases that you could use in your own essays. Once again, if you enjoyed this, we would really encourage that you check out Peter's YouTube channel, Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, which is linked in the description. Trust us when we say this is an incredible free resource for 5th and 6th year students. And we hope that you stay tuned for more content like this.